Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patty LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day free trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/musicalswithcheese and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening.
It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/musicalswithcheese.
All right, on to the real show, kids. Hello, I'm Jesse McAnally.
And I'm Andrew DeWolf.
And welcome to Musicals with Cheese, a podcast where I try to get Andrew to like musical theater. How are you today, Andrew?
Oh, I am just wonderific today. That's a new word. I just invented it.
Mm-hmm. Well, hello again. And what are we talking about today, Andrew?
We're going to talk about Hello Again.
What?
Again. We've actually done this twice.
Yeah. This is our second time recording this because Jesse was a little too drunk the first time.
Yeah, so Jess hasn't drank anything tonight, I don't think. Is that correct, Jess?
I have not drank. I am off drinking for at least a few months.
Because of this episode. That's the actual reason.
Yes. It was so totally unlistenable. Hello again.
Hello again.
Hello Again is a musical with music and lyrics and book by Michael John Lesusia. It's based on an 1897 play, La Ronde, by Arthur Schnitzler? Also titled Regan. It is focused on...
You tried to do that name drunk, too. I remember that. Schnitzler?
I think I just called him Schnitzel and hoped you wouldn't notice. The musical premiered off-Broadway in 1993, directed and choreographed by Gracilia Danielle. Since then, it has been performed in London, Sweden, Australia, Germany, and New York. The stage musical has been adapted to film, which is directed by Tom Gustafson and written by Corey Krekenberg. Filming began in December of 2015 and had a limited release in the United States on November 8th, 2017. The film stars Audra McDonald, Martha Plimpton, T.R. Knight, and Rumor Willis, and it follows 10 lost souls across 10 periods in New York City history. The Daisy Chain musical explores love's bittersweet embrace as the pursued become the pursuer and slip in and out of one another's arms, spinning through 10 music-filled vignettes which come together in one soulful circle. The film was orchestrated and arranged by Todd Allman and Tom Gustafson. Andrew, what did you think of Hello Again? And just for further note, Andrew did not watch any live production of the show. He just watched a movie, and it's relatively the same basic story with one big alteration, which I'll come to when we talk about it.
We are basically just talking about the movie. So
basically, any real production to use.
Yeah, so we're talking about the movie. So yeah, if we say anything you don't agree with, that's why. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Blame Andrew is the final answer.
Fuck you. So Hello Again. I think the show comes off as like a bunch of short segments that are essentially unrelated. I think the characters are the same. Like, they use one character from the previous short segment, and they're basically unchanged, but they're in a different time period. I might be wrong about that, though.
They play the same like role in a way. Like, the whore is a whore in both of them, the nurse is a nurse in both of them, but they are different characters in a different world that have different personalities.
Well, do they have different personalities, though? I think a lot of them do have the same personality as well. Like, the soldier in both of them is...
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, some of them do and some of them don't. Like, the nurse is very love-struck when she's with the soldier, but when she's with the college boy, she is very take control and strong.
Yeah, but then there's other ones where they don't change. Like, the husband in both of them is very... like, kind of timid, I guess. I'm trying to find a way to describe him, but yeah. and the soldier in both of them is just kind of out for sex. Yeah.
Well, do you want to just go scene by scene and describe them?
I think that might be the best way to do this show, honestly.
All right. I agree. So let's start from the very beginning of Hello Again with the whore and the soldier.
You there, come and tell your sweetheart where you've been. Hey, it don't matter. Hello again.
This scene takes place in 1901 in New York City night, where a prostitute approaches a soldier. Now, in the original cast, the original off-Broadway cast, this was played by a woman, Donna Murphy. In the film, it is portrayed by a man dressed as a woman, which honestly rubs me a bit the wrong way because it is just a cisgendered man playing a woman, and it feels for no other reason aside from just like they wanted Martha Plimpton and Audrey McDonald to be together. And it feels like a really shitty way to get that. It feels cheap. And if you are going to try to take that move, at least cast a transgender person in that role, you know, instead of just confusing the audience with no reason.
Especially being the very first short, it's a little awkward. I guess is the best way I would put it.
And I feel that I don't understand the point of it. Like, there should be a narrative point to it or a thematic point to it. Or if they are just doing a woman as a woman, have a trans person in there. And if you're not, have it be addressed and have it be a man in drag. Because those are two very different things.
I think what they did is that they kind of ruined this first short because they wanted to change a short at the end.
Because they wanted Martha Plimpton's character to be a woman, which is great, and I think it works.
Yeah, but basically they ruined this first one in a way, or at least made this, it kind of lessened what this one could have been.
It gives you an introduction where you're immediately asking questions instead of following along with it.
Yeah, and especially in something like this, where if you're going into this and you have no idea what it is, you might be immediately confused in the first 10 minutes.
Well, it is a confusing show as is, and adding that onto it makes it a bit more confusing. I think they try to help you a bit by giving you that short introduction with the whore as a man and Martha Plimpton, like, kind of giving that bookends to it, but I don't think it's effective.
No. I think if they wanted to change that short in the middle, they should have also changed this short here, and I think they just kind of wanted to have their cake and eat it too, and it just doesn't work. As far as the music in it, though, I think it's a good song to start with.
It's a very good song. Like, it's eerie, it's sexy, it's all of the things you want it to be.
Yeah, and I think with this is the song that they kind of come back to, isn't it?
Yes, it is the wraparound song that comes in literally every single other song.
Yeah, so I think it's definitely a good song, and I think it is good. It's just the short that it's in, it just makes it a little bit awkward.
Mm-hmm. It's a good intro, but in the film, it doesn't quite work. And I'm still figuring it out myself why it doesn't work as well.
I think the second short works a lot better, in my opinion, anyway.
The hoppin' shakin' bird, let's burn! She don't see, she don't see, she don't see. Burn, baby, come on, burn with me.
Let's talk about the soldier and the nurse. Andrew, describe the scene for me.
In kind of like an immediate transition where, in my first time watching, I didn't even recognize that it had transitioned. I thought that it was like the same scene, and so I was a little bit confused at first, but then I kind of caught on. But they kind of go where the soldier is just immediately goes to, I think he goes to, like, a diner or something like that, or a bar.
It's like a town hall, like a VFW hall.
Yeah, it's something like that, and he meets, they call her the nurse in this, but I don't think she was a nurse, per se, was she?
I think she was, like, an army nurse, maybe set up there as, like, a posing as one, like, because military nurses.
He wants to have sex with her, so he kind of flirts with her and then brings her out to a car, and they have sex. And the nurse wants to stay with him, but he doesn't care, so he leaves.
He just wanted to get his eternal nut out and do it with her, and she wants the love. She's like, you said I was pretty, right? You mean that you like me, right? Do you actually like me? And he's like, yeah, whatever. She's like, you're going to go back in there and talk to that redhead.
It's got kind of a weird, like, American Psycho vibe to it almost, because he's, like, in the mirror looking at a picture of her and, like, jerking off. But I like this part. I think it's one of the better shorts in the entire thing.
Well, you were a big fan of jazz.
Yeah, and I think a big part of it is they do the 40s. It takes place in the 40s, so they do the jazz thing. But I actually really like the song, and I think it works really well.
I love, like, the instrumentation of this entire film. I think it's perfect. And there's little things throughout the entire show. But in this song, like, Todd Allman adds, like, this screaming noise in the middle of it that just gives it this, like, out-of-world, like, experience that of, like, the sexual encounter. And I just think it's so cool. Like, it's one of those things that, yeah, like, any other orchestrator probably wouldn't have thought of.
It's a good song, and I think if I were to recommend a song from the show, me personally, I would recommend this one. I don't actually know what it's called, though. I don't know what the songs are called, to be honest. They don't really mention names or anything.
I've got a little time.
Mm.
I've got a little time. I gotta spend it wisely.
Yeah, because he's about to get shipped off.
Which is later used in the Titanic scene where he is trying to convince the young thing, like, we only have a little time. We've got to spend it wisely. Where I don't understand the reinterpretation of the songs in this show. It baffles me, but I love hearing it.
Those are two very different meanings as far as, like, what that little segment means. But I guess it's neat. It's neat to see, have recurring themes. It's just odd to have them mean different things.
It is, but I also think that adds to the re-listenability and rewatchability of this film, where it's like, oh, that's from Tom, and that one is from In Some Other Life, and that's reinterpreted here, and that comes in later. There is a line said in this, like, in this song called Your Mama Don't Know What She Don't See, which is used in the next song at the nurse sings to the college boy, which I find interesting, so we're going to talk about the nurse and the college boy.
Your mama don't know what she don't see. Right. I should have met you in some other life.
So let's talk about the nurse and the college boy. In 1967, a nurse is hired to take care of a wealthy college student who has injured his leg. And instead of really taking care of him, she just kind of bangs him. And then leaves him all chained up.
Yeah, she's a pretty bad nurse.
I mean, depends on if it's Patch Adams logic, where all you need is a smile. All you need is a boning.
Yeah, it's not Patch Adams logic. She's a bad nurse. Do you think they're going to make a new Patch Adams and it's going to be played by Will Smith?
CGI Patch Adams.
Oh, God. They got a big CGI red nose on Will Smith. As far as this one, it's interesting. It's kind of got an awkward vibe to it because the kid looks like he's like 16 and the nurse is definitely older than that.
They both look around the same age.
I think I disagree.
That didn't throw me off. I didn't see the boy as visibly younger, but maybe.
I guess. I mean, I think what they intended is not that, so that might just be something I was picking up because of, you know, something like this, you go in with your preconceived notions and they get a put onto everything, so.
So I think the song is really good. It's like really sultry, and really it is probably like the most active seduction song in this entire show,
which is odd because you think it wouldn't take much to seduce a college student,
but she's like, no, I have banged a lot and I want to take advantage of this situation here and you're gonna enjoy it. And it's not like he's, like, totally against it. It's just nice to see a woman take authority in a musical theater song of her sexuality.
Yeah, I mean, she goes all out. And this college boy, he's tied up. And he talks about how his mother wouldn't like it. And,
she reinterprets the mama don't know what she don't see.
The one thing that kind of throws me off is that she leaves him tied up. I don't really understand why she did that.
Well, because he was kind of snobby, like, I won't be needing a nurse soon, so maybe you'll be out of a job. And she'll be like, fine then, get yourself out of that.
He didn't really say it that way, did he? I don't remember that. He kind of just says, like, oh, I guess maybe I won't need a nurse soon, huh? Like, awkward kind of guy doesn't really know what to say kind of talk, I guess? I don't know.
Well, she offended her, like, obviously. Like, she was like, fine, asshole.
I mean, but doesn't she know that she's going to get in trouble because this, like, rich boy is going to tell his mom that the nurse, like, tied him up and had her way?
Well, he doesn't need a nurse anymore now. She Patch Adams his dick hard. Let's talk about the next song.
I have to just think of before she gave in to, before I could have her most likely succeeding.
College boy and the young wife. This one's weird.
Describe it for me, Andrew.
So, like, the college kid from the last one and Bruce Willis are watching a movie. I mean,
Bruce Willis's daughter, Rumor Will. She's lovely. She's
Bruce
wonderful.
Bruce Willis's daughter.
She's wonderful.
And she looks a little bit too much like Bruce Willis, but...
Like, she's a beautiful woman, but you can't not see the Bruce Willis features in her face, and it just throws you off.
She really wants to give him a blowjob, and he can't get hard. Which, I mean, this is a common thing. This happens to most people. You know, you ever been at the movie theater and your girl's just like, I want to give you a blowjob, and you're just like, I can't get hard. You know, that happens. I don't really know how he ends up getting hard, but it does happen.
He Patch Adams in her mouth.
Yeah, and then he won't kiss her on the lips. And it's sad.
It's sad, and she's just like, I cheat on my husband to suck this guy's dick, and...
You can't even kiss me on the lips afterwards.
Exactly.
Look, if someone gives you a blowjob and you can't kiss them on the lips afterwards, that's like the highest of offense.
Taste your own dick.
No, but it, like, in all seriousness, though, like, this is a really sad one. Actually, both of the ones with this young wife character are tragic.
It sucks to see her in these terrible positions. And, like, she describes a time when they were having sex on a boat, like, and she's like, it was freezing and I was naked. Like, why would I enjoy that?
Was this with the college boy or was that with the husband?
Yeah,
afterwards?
That was with the college boy. And she's like,
God.
It was great last time when we were in the boat. She's like, it was freezing in the boat and I was naked. And, oh, that's gross.
Let me guess, he wasn't naked.
But the college boy does sing. He reinterprets the nurse's chorus from the last one, I should have met you in some other life, to her. I'm just going to try to keep up with those as we go, but that was
keep
a reinterpretation.
Going. What do you think of the song in this one?
Not the greatest. I mean, it's catchy, but in the original production,
I find it
a little bit boring. Like, but with Todd Allman adding, like, all the unique, like, vocal flares to this song, it comes a little bit more interesting. It's a build-up. It's like, ba-da-da, 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 ba-da. You know, it's like, it's reflecting, like, what a blowjob, in theory, is like. It's like a constant build until the final release.
You know, Jess, why are we talking about this? We have a bunch of, like, teenager fans.
Do you think that teenagers aren't aware of what blowjobs are?
I think they're aware of it. I'm just not sure legally we should be talking about it to them. Talk to your parents about the birds and the beebs.
Birds and the beads. Learn all about it.
If you ever see a bird flying around with some beads dangling, you know how to pull them.
Just ripcord that bird. Either way.
No.
Young wife and the husband. This one takes place in 1956. A married couple are getting ready to see a play for their first anniversary. The wife was significant. Yeah, an opera. The wife is significantly younger than the husband, and the husband is like, yo, girl, I hear your friend's cheating on her husband. That ain't good. That's really bad. It's morally bankrupt, which is reinterpreted from what the wife said in the last song in this one. And
yes.
Basically, he's like, you do not cheat on me. And the greatest of adventures, it's marriage, and you're living it, baby. And she tries to bang him, and he's like, no, 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 nope, nope.
And then I ain't no ho-ho.
And then she goes in the bathroom and touches herself, singing probably my favorite song in the entire show, entitled Tom.
When I think about you, I touch myself.
Nope, that was not my favorite song.
But at the same time,
I leave a tip, da-da-da-da, and then he comes, the two-tone shoes, the greatest of adventures of my life. You know that one.
That's pretty good. That was pretty good, actually.
I can't remember my husband's name. I can't remember my lover's name. But I do remember my stranger's name. That one. And his name was Tom.
It was Tom.
Great song, and Rumor Willis pulls it off very well.
This is probably my interpretation entirely, but I'm pretty sure the husband is gay. Like, in the closet gay.
I mean, with the connection to the next scene, I can see why you'd think that. I completely understand
I thought that before the second scene happened, though. Like when I first watched it, I thought that. Because, one, he completely rebuffs her and doesn't want to have sex with her at all. And then he goes upstairs and he turns on, a TV or something, and he starts jerking off. So, I don't know what you're supposed to interpret from that, other than he doesn't find his wife attractive, but I think it's like he's in the closet gay and his wife is just a cover and it's sad.
Mm-hmm. What do you think he was jerking off to? The Dick Van Dyke Show or something?
That would make sense. I mean, Dick is in the title.
And Dick Van Dyke was an attractive man in the 50s.
And a very good dancer, even to this day.
Mm-hmm. So I'd jerk off to Dick Van Dyke. I've got that emotional connection.
I already have. It's called Mary Poppins 2, baby.
I think that this is probably my least favorite scene, but my favorite song, if that makes sense. Because I don't
really. I think this is actually my favorite scene, and not my favorite song, though. It's my favorite scene, though, but it's a good song. I just think it's so sad.
It is. And you just see the sadness in Rumor Willis's eyes as she performs it.
The one thing I would have changed is I think Tom should have been the soldier. I think they should have brought the soldier back and had him be Tom.
I get why they didn't do it in the film, because it would confuse the Jay-Z chain, but I get what you're saying. The only thing I don't like about it in the movie is they film it all in Central Park, and I'm really sick of people filming things in Central Park, because I find Central Park boring.
Fuck off, Jess. This isn't Mr. Popper's Penguins, okay? Come on.
I've walked around Central Park for a long time, and I'm just bored. The only interesting thing in Central Park is looking at Dana Barrett's building from it.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool and all, but, come on. You got that restaurant that closed? What was it called? It was also in Ghostbusters? I mean, really, the only reason to go to New York City is to see shit from Ghostbusters, okay? I mean, come on.
Fair. You want to move on to the next one?
I want to live what's left of it right here, and drink to us, and toast to you, and toast myself.
All right, Andrew, describe this scene for us.
So, a young man sneaks onto the Titanic. He's a stowaway, but he meets this gorgeous woman. And then the ship sinks and they
die. Okay, I think you're watching the wrong film.
Oh, shoot, no, okay, never mind. This is from Hello Again, right?
Yes.
Sorry. Okay, so a young man sneaks onto the Titanic and he finds a gorgeous older man. And then the ship sinks and they die.
Yeah, okay, that's much better. All right, how do you like this song?
I don't like this scene at all.
What? Why?
Well, number one, I think the Titanic is fucking cliche as all hell.
But in fairness, the show came out before the Titanic movie.
But still, I mean, come on. You can't have something in the 1910s that's not on the Titanic. Come on. Other shit happened in the 1910s. Fucking World War I? Come on. Like, you could have had him in the trenches or something. That would be neat.
Blowjob okay. in the trenches, you know?
That would have been cool.
Have the bombs, like, coming closer as he's getting closer to coming.
Jesus Christ, Jess. The way you put that, it's like poetry. It's that, and it's like the husband is such a bad person in this scene. It's like,
because he doesn't tell his little boyfriend that the ship's gonna sink. He lies and it's like, oh, everything's fine. Let me give you a hand job.
Yeah, it's like, come on. Like, I mean, I guess the implication of this is that he doesn't want anyone to know that he's gay. Right? I think is the implication.
Well, there's that implication. But essentially, this is the, I think this is the only orgasm, basically. It seems like he wants to go up on a high note.
This is the only scene though where someone actually commits like an actual rape, basically.
Sex without like full awareness of the situation. Yeah, that's rape.
Yep. So, and also he is getting him drunk at the beginning of the scene. So, like, I mean, this is just kind of an uncomfortable scene, I guess. Because
yeah,
of that.
It's the least, it's the most blurred consent.
Yeah, it's kind of the one that makes you feel like you need to take the shower the most. Because not only is he, I mean, he's raping him, I mean, basically. Not in like a forceful sense, but in like a false pretenses kind of way. So, still gross and still the same thing. But he's also murdering him, essentially.
He's great. His death probably wouldn't have happened if he hadn't given him that death hand job.
Yeah, or at least he would have had a better chance of survival. I mean, we don't know where they were on the ship, so it's possible they would have died either way, but, like, he would have had a better chance had he been told. So, and really the song in this is, I mean, not that memorable, so, at least in my opinion. I'm sure Jess can sing every word, but
I love this song. Yeah, I do. It repeats a line from the nurse and the college boy where she was like, don't you want someone like myself, myself, myself? And he's like, and cheers to you, and cheers myself, myself, myself. You know, that callback.
Is this a better love scene than the Titanic film by James Cameron?
It's shorter, so yes.
Yeah, that, I would like to say that, yeah, the Titanic movie is fucking long.
I survived a shipwreck. Yeah, that was Sunday night. I survived a plane crash. That was Monday night.
The young thing and the writer is definitely my least favorite scene.
I agree. Basically, it's a wannabe filmmaker brings this camera into a nightclub, and he finds this guy, and he quotes the last song by saying, I found an angel. I think I found an angel. And they go back home, and they fuck. But the entire time, this filmmaker's like, close up, De Palma, love it, da-da. And I just want to punch him in the face.
It's like the worst part of Rent for the entire short. Like, honestly, I wouldn't even hate Rent that much if they didn't do that stupid shit where the fucking guy was like, pan left, pan right, close up, zoom in. It's like, dude, fucking stop. And then this guy, I think he starts it. He, like, literally starts with him making, like, some sort of a camera reference. I can't remember.
Yeah, I was like, it does.
He, like, opens with, like, close up. It's like, skip this scene, hang on.
Film directed by me, edited by me, and starring me.
These filmmakers, man. Filmmakers are just, they just love fucking talking about their own films and jerking themselves off. Like, Christ. Can you believe people that make films? Like, just the worst.
The worst. And this filmmaker lies to his, like, one-night stand that, oh, I'm working with Paul Newman on a screenplay.
In reality, he was working with Randy Newman.
What's the bug? We need a bug.
You know what? That would actually be cool. If I knew a guy working with Randy Newman, I might blow him.
That's a fair point.
So the scene, not good, probably the least good scene in the entire show. But at least he doesn't get to stay with that guy in the end, and he gets the comeuppance for being the horrible douchebag he is.
Except for every single scene ends with that same thing happening, so it doesn't feel nearly as satisfying.
Yes, but at least this time he deserves it.
I mean, the husband deserved it too. The only one where they don't walk away at the end is the one with the husband and the young wife.
Yeah, which is the one where you actually rooms.
You want them to walk away the most. I think that's also Find the only one where they life. Don't actually have sex. Today's show is brought to you by Audible.
Audible!
Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. That is a good deal. That's a good deal.
Good deal.
Just
good
go to
deal.
Just go to audibletrial.com/musicalswithcheese and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Just download a title free and start listening. What are you waiting for? It is that easy.
It's easy.
Literally, you can go to audibletrial.com/musicalswithcheese right now and just get started. Just download a book. You could get like a book about like words. You know, like that'd be cool to have.
It's like words, but it's spoken in your ear.
Why Audible? Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, and entertainers.
I'm going to suggest a book for you. So it's Shine, a short story by Jody
Thank
Picoult.
You, Jess.
And it's narrated by Audra McDonald. Imagine having Tony winner Audra McDonald in your ear.
Oh, my goodness.
Telling you the story.
Oh my goodness, that's so cool. I can't even imagine that.
All right, you ready to get back to the show?
I'm totally down. Let's fucking talk the more about sex. This is the sleaziest episode of Musicals with Cheese you will ever listen to.
Promise, we won't get this graphic ever again.
This is so sleazy. I'm actually wearing a suit with a bow tie right now. I had to tell that there's three people behind me playing saxophone. I had to tell them to stop. That's how sleazy this is. You know my soul, my love. You know my heart, my love. And what my heart desires without the love you give.
Why would I want to live? All right, let's talk about the writer and the actress. So, this is the one big change from the stage to the screen. So in the original version, it was a silent film where the writer has the actress perform in a way that she feels was a lie, and then she refuses to go on. It's kind of a goofy scene, and I don't particularly like it. So for the film, it takes place in 2002. A songwriter is helping his ex-girlfriend, a famous actress turned singer, attempt to make a comeback in pop music and record a new song. The singer is played by Audra McDonald. And then he convinces her to do auto-tune, despite the fact that she can literally hit any note in the vocal language.
I find it interesting that they made that change, because what it does do is all four of the last, segments take place in a pretty modern environment. Like, so everything after the Titanic, there's nothing pre-1950.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Or even 1960, actually.
Yeah, so he tries to build up her confidence in singing by banging her and telling her how beautiful she is. Then when she asks him to say that he loves her, he refuses and says, "You broke up with me. And by the way, I'm fucking your lover." And then walks out.
Got him.
ultimate power move.
This does have a pretty good pop song. It sounds like Cher.
It does sound a lot like Cher.
Very, very much like Cher. It's very heavily Cher inspired, I bet.
It's catchy, it's goofy, it's the right amount of fun, and it's a good addition for the movie. And it suits Audrey McDonald very well.
And it's kind of odd that they just kind of have sex, right there, but... Oh, well.
The recording studio?
Yeah.
It's weird that they have missionary sex in that way.
I think it's weird that they wouldn't be worried anyone's going to walk in.
I mean, if they walk in, what the fuck are they going to do? Oh, okay, I guess that's happening.
They'll maybe tell somebody.
Hey, they're having sex. Oh, that's nice.
Big scandal, famous actress having sex in a recording studio. I like that they did the little pop segment, and I think it's neat that they have a completely different style of music for that, which is fun. I never thought
I'd enjoy an opera singer, a trained opera singer, being auto-tuned as much as I did. It's a neat sound.
I mean, to be honest, I think I actually would have preferred the silent film thing, but I've always been kind of a sucker for that, 1930s style, so that's kind of a personal choice, I guess. Whereas I've always hated the 2000s with a passion, so.
What? Why?
That was when I was a child.
What, Michael Jackson?
I have, inverse nostalgia, I think. Pretty much everything that I remember when I was a kid, I hate. It's I remember that when I was a kid. That's horrible. I don't know. It's, the opposite of nostalgia. So, the 2000s, any music from the 2000s, whenever I hear that fucking Low song, I'm like, oh, God.
All right, let's move on to the actress and the politician.
I can play advisor to the senator. Hire me to work on your image. I'll manipulate the press. We'll buy a registered house with a Georgetown address. We'll write the place off as a work expense. And through the IRS.
All right, Andrew, explain what happens in this scene.
There's an actress and a politician. The actress is... Well, probably not the same actress as the previous one, but it's an actress who loves a senator, and the senator is Miss Hillary Clinton, pretty obviously. I mean, they don't even try to cover that.
Well, that's something that you would take away newly from the gender change.
Yes, which I think the gender change does work. It's just that it creates problems with the first segment.
Yeah, but I really like the scene, and it never worked for me when it was a heterosexual relationship. Why couldn't they be together or something? But now that it is a homosexual
Annie, I'm a senator.
Yes. Exactly. For those of you who don't know, that's a Star Wars Episode 2 reference, and didn't work there either. But here it makes sense because it is the 80s. Homosexual relationships were not as well regarded now as it was now. So, especially for politicians. So it would be really bad if that... Yeah. So it would have been really bad if that got out. So this rings a little bit more true to life than it did before. All right. So, Andrew, what did you think of this song?
I think the song is one of the better ones in the show. Yeah, I think of my favorites, my three tops are definitely the Soldier and the Nurse song, the Young Wife and the Husband, and this one here.
So you and I are very close, except I'd probably put the Titanic song at a low number three, Tom as one, and this is number two. So
I just like jazz a lot.
I like patter songs a lot, and I think this one's really great.
Yeah, no, I agree. This is a very good song.
Its political jabs are funny. I'll be friendly to Republicans. Shit like that. But the chemistry they have is really good in this scene. Between the two of them, I think it's really good. Oh, and to keep up, this one reinterprets the lie motif from the previous song, where they talk about it being a lie. So there's that reinterpretation there.
Sleep, angel, don't wake up. just kissed you.
Hey there. Where are you going, love?
Yeah, in this one, it's kind of... This is the wrap-up one.
Yeah.
The horror character is, like, aware of everything? Like, it's weird. It's like, it's almost like implied that they know what's going on. I don't know.
I mean, I get that.
This is like a, you know, one step away from being like a weird sci-fi thing where it's like there's multiple timelines or some shit. And then the horror is like this character that can see all of it and like they know.
Well, they bring back the "Hey, where you going, lover" from the first song in this. And they kind of refer to other people, like the girlfriend I knew, my wife and my ex, or my girl, like something like that. Yeah, my husband, my ex. Basically referring to all of these people as if they're all daisy chained and connected to this version of the politician specifically.
It's just very, to see this, I guess it's a prostitute, right? To see this prostitute, you go in this door that says hello again or something, or hello. It might just say hello. I can't quite remember. It says something like that, though. And then he's, like, on a screen.
And he's got a mask on.
It's like an internet prostitute, but they decided they didn't want to make as much... They didn't want to make as much money being an internet prostitute, so they decided to do it only in one room, I guess. I don't know. Why is he not just on the internet doing cam sex? Like, that's a thing, isn't it?
This could be, like, a very fancy, like, you know... kind of like the screen, or not screen, like where you got the plexiglass between you and the person.
Oh, okay. Maybe I get you. And then like she can get invited inside or something if she gives enough money. Yeah. Or something like that. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. It is weird. And then the fact that like every time they show him, the like the years pop up on him or something, there's like text where it shows the years. I don't know, it kind of gives off this weird vibe that, like, he knows exactly what's going on. And then also, when she leaves, she sees all the characters, but she also sees the prostitute, but it's not the prostitute, or maybe it is? Like, they're
not
wearing...
Not the one from the first scene, at least.
Well, not the one from the first scene, the one that she saw.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, is it not him, or is it him, or... I don't know. This last scene is a little confusing. I think they're like trying to tie everything together, but it just doesn't work.
And they kind of had like what they were kind of stuck with what they had in the film. It's not like they are the original show. It's not like they can fuck with that too much either.
Yeah, so I think that the last scene just kind of it ties it up in a very sloppy bow.
But that sloppy bow like gives me the feels, and I don't know why.
It didn't give me anything.
Like, when everyone starts coming back screaming hello again at her, I'm like, ah, why am I feeling things?
I mean, I didn't have any feelings. I don't think I have feelings, to be honest. I might be, like, a sociopath.
Except when you're watching La La Land.
La La Land was very emotional, and I cried.
I sobbed, and I clapped. I clapped when he was on screen.
I clapped when I recognized him. No. I didn't get that sad at La La Land. I like the ending, but... That one scene in La La Land where they fucking dance in space is stupid.
Fair. I mean, yep, you can't fight with that.
But the ending's really good. I don't know. Alright. I mean, what did you think of the whole show?
I love this show. It's not perfect. It is sloppy in places, both in the show and in the movie. The movie makes a lot of choices that I appreciate and like, and a lot of other ones that I find very hard to justify. And it feels like it's an attempt for inclusion, but it doesn't work right. It rubs you wrong, and I don't think they had it all together when they were working. Like, they didn't justify it very well.
This show is incredibly hit or miss, and it's almost like I would maybe even, like, recommend watching, like, segments by themselves rather than watching the whole thing, because there's, like, parts of this that I just wouldn't recommend, but there's other parts that are like, oh, that's pretty good. I will say that the subject matter is obviously very mature, considering every scene is a sex scene. So, not for everybody. There's obviously some people that are not into that whatsoever. in which case, you probably didn't appreciate our discussion of it.
Yeah, it is a very sexual show, so if that's something that you are not comfortable with, it has a lot of that. Very frank sexual conversation.
Yep, from pretty much every character.
Mm-hmm. Including us.
Yep, especially us.
No, Andrew, what is your cheese rating for Hello Again?
Hello Again's kind of like a grab bag, I guess. I guess it'd be hard to pick, like, one cheese for it. I guess I'd give it, like, one of those, like, sliced cubed cheese, like, platters where you kind of get, like, a bunch of different types of cheese. And, you know, some of it you like, some of it you don't like. And then the crackers that it comes with are maybe soggy. Because...
I think that's a good answer.
Yeah, so... Yeah, that's probably what I'd give it. I think it's a mixed bag. There's some good music in it. There's some music that's, like, passable. And then there's a lot of plot elements that are, like... There's some that I would say are just uncomfortable and bad. And then there's others that I would say are, like, actually pretty compelling. And then there's a few that are just, like, eh. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to give it string cheese because it all ties together and comes together as a whole. And little strands of cheese.
Yep, it's you do need a degree in string theory to understand how it ties together, but once you have that, you're good to go. I mean, I would like to completely naturally kind of transition into saying that today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/musicalswithcheese, the name of our show, and you can browse the unmatched selection of audio programs and download a title for free and just start listening. Just go for it, you know? It's really that simple. Just go to audibletrial.com.
Is it that easy?
Musicals with cheese. It is that easy. Just go to audibletrial.com/musicalswithcheese. It's really simple. It's free. You get a book, like, with it. You get it. When I initially got it, I got The Disaster Artist, which is a great book, unrelated to musicals, but that's what I have used it, so just letting y'all know.
Mm-hmm. So, thank you guys for listening. Please follow us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, at Musicals with Cheese. Our Twitter is Cheesy Musicals. Our Instagram is Musicals with Cheese. Our YouTube page is Musical Theater Lives. Email us at musicaltheaterlives@gmail.com. Our title card was created by Jolene Casco. Follow her at Jolene Casco. Please, please, folks, leave us more reviews so we can do another contest. We want to do another contest where we give you guys a $25 gift card, but we need more reviews. Tell your friends to review. Tell your family to review. Leave us all the reviews on iTunes so we can climb up those charts and be the greatest musical theater podcast in the world.
And if you'd like, we do also have a Patreon page where you can donate to us directly if you'd like.
Yes, if you want to give us your money directly and don't really want to review us, just donate to our Patreon.
Absolutely. We really appreciate everything we can get.
Yes, because we are poor. We are broke human beings.
We sit around and we watch musicals and we talk about them. You think that makes us any money? No!
No! In fact, it loses us money on a monthly basis.
We love you guys. We do it for you.
Yes, we love you. We do it. All right. We'll see you next week. And thank you for listening to Musicals with Cheese.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway, Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.